नमो हिरण्यगर्भाय सच्चिदानन्दमूर्तये सत्यज्योतिस्वरूपाय तत्पुरुषाय ते नमः तत्पुरुषाय ते नमः तत्पुरुषाय ते नमः। ब्लेसेड डिवाइन बीइंग्स द ग्रेट महात्माज सेंट्स एंड सीयर्स ऑफ द होल यूनिवर्स, on the concluding day of Chaturved Yajna, I am prompted to share with you all the purpose for which I decided to organize this Yajna. This Yajna is being done for the first time in Kali Yuga. And I have tried to strictly follow the guidelines of the Vedas, because knowledge of the Veda is lost to mankind. Because since the last 2000 years there has never been any sincere attempt to revive the true Vedic tradition. And because for the last 5000 years, nowhere on earth a complete Veda Yajna has been performed, this is the reason. Not only the knowledge of what is Veda is lost to mankind, but also how to perform Veda Yajna, that is also completely lost due to the impact of time. As directed by Divine, I accepted the responsibility to conduct the Chaturved Yajna. Except very few devoted and pious souls, I have not got to anyone nor asked for any financial support from anyone to organize this Yajna, because Rajasya Chaturved Yajna is not to be performed with the wealth of kings and emperors, nor with raising money on a mass scale. Rajasya Yajna is to be performed with the voluntary participation and spontaneous contribution of all the citizens of the country, of all the people of the world. This is the reason why, in spite of facing tremendous financial constraint and hardship, I have not raised any public donation, nor I have approached anyone except very close devoted people. To raise the finances for this Yajna. We have spent several millions of rupees, and perhaps I will never be able to know exactly how much we spent. Because I never count what's given, nor I ever remember what is received. The main purpose for which the Veda Yajna is conducted is to give back Veda to mankind. Veda is the sacred sound wave, the Omkar. And it was revealed for mankind. It was not revealed for a man or a woman. When Veda was revealed, there is no country, no continent anywhere in this planet. There is no nationality, no religion, no culture, no tradition. Because Veda is prior to all. Veda is prior to all the gods to whom we are invoking and worshipping in this Yajna Pandal. Veda is prior to all the seers, all the avatars. That is why when Veda was revealed, there was only the absolute, the Brahman, the pure awareness. And it was revealed for mankind due to the impact of Kali Yuga. It has been wrongly assumed that Veda is a Hindu scripture. But truly speaking, Veda is the revealed words, and it is for the whole mankind. A wrong myth has been perpetrated for thousands of years, especially after the decline of the Vedic civilization, that Veda belongs to India. Veda is the scripture of the Hindus, and only some people, some individuals have the privilege to chant Veda, read Veda, and perform Yajna. This is a myth which no one either wanted or dared to demolish. But I am demolishing this myth. I am declaring that Veda belongs to mankind. Every human being, irrespective of the place of birth, nationality, religion or culture, everyone has a birthright to study Veda, chant Veda, and perform Yajna. This is the reason the Veda Yajna was organized by Satya Chetana International Spiritual Movement. It was not done by a Swamiji, nor a saint or a seer. And I have received support from the whole earth, from the entire mankind. And I had given them a word that I will free the Veda Mata from the cage of orthodoxy. And I will cut the fetters off this decadent tradition and give Veda back to the whole humanity. For that purpose, I conducted the Veda Jagya. Today is the last day of the Veda Jagya. For the 9 days, in 4 Veda Kundas, we have performed Havan for all the Vedic gods. No one can really tell how many gods are there mentioned in the Vedas, because there are many, many mantras in Veda where the name of the god is not mentioned. But it is addressed to some divine force. The whole gist of Veda is how to ensure a life of fulfillment on earth, not only for Brahmins, not only for saints and seers, but for every common man. We in India, in spite of the impact of time, we have preserved the Vedas, the mantras, the texts, through a long tradition of Gurukula Parampara. And our Vedic chanters and priests, they have maintained the purity of the mantras. And I now request them to stand behind me and revive the spirit of the Jagya. Today, perhaps for the first time, we are going to perform the Gayatri Havana in Brahmakunda, and I invite everyone, irrespective of caste, creed and religion, I will invite everyone to join with me and chant the Mahamantra Gayatri, and we perform Havana in the Brahmakunda, in the Havan Kunda. From my life, I have learned something which I am sharing with you all. Man suffers because of two complexities. One is the superiority complex, the other is the inferiority complex. When someone feels I am superior to others, he is actually acting, thinking and behaving against the spirit of Veda. And when someone thinks I am inferior to someone, he is also similarly acting and behaving and thinking against the spirit of Veda. Because Veda has said, all humans are embodiment of the Brahman only, and that's my realization. I request all those who are having the inferiority complex to overcome this complex, because I am firmly behind them. And I request all those who are having the superiority complex that I am or we are superior to others. I request them to get rid of this false feeling. No human being is superior or inferior to another human being. This is Veda. I have not only studied Veda, I am decoding every word of the Veda mantras for 7 years. I am writing a rational commentary on the Vedas. And I wish this to be translated into every language of the world, because mankind needs the new interpretation of the Vedas. Then only every human being, man or woman, saint or seer, ignorant or wise, everyone can feel, I am the child of the Veda Mata. For this purpose, I am living in this body. Absolutely, I have no other purpose. I have achieved all, endured all, and I will struggle till the last breath of my life to restore Veda to its original purity and glory. This is the message I am giving to whole mankind. This is the appeal I am making to all the saints and seers of India, all the Brahmin priests of India. Let us open the door of this universal scripture for the whole mankind, whole humanity. We all are human beings. We all belong to one race. That is, we are humans. Like the gods in heaven, we are inviting the gods. We are offering oblations. We are not making any distinction between the gods, whether it is Indra, Agni, Varuna, Rudra or Vishnu. We are not making any distinction between the gods. Why should we make any distinction between human beings? Why should we make any distinction between religions and culture? Why should we make distinction and a division between human beings? Veda is the only scripture, the only force on earth that can not only unite the whole world, it can also promote the welfare of not only this planet, but the entire Brahmanda. We human beings, we carry that responsibility. That time has come. The Satya phase in Kali Yuga has begun. This is a message that I heard from Veda. And this is the message I'm giving. Today, the concluding day, is a great day in human history. Because today, I am praying Veda Mata from the fetters of orthodoxy. Let us break the wall of superstition. Let us break the wall of this division. We all are human beings. We all are children of Veda Mata. We are not Indians, Asians, Europeans, Americans, or Africans. We are human beings. And Veda is our mother. And we all, together, without any exception, we all should revive and restore the glory of Veda. If today the Western world has achieved so much of perfection in material science, it is because of the Vedas. And the Western world has not monopolized the technology. And the technology has traveled to all over the world. So also, let India show to the world that knowledge of the Vedas also can travel to the whole universe. Secrets of Veda also should be revealed to the whole mankind. Then only there will be integration of matter and spirit. And this integration will ensure a new phase of evolution, a new era of dawn, where there shall be peace, progress, harmony, and unity among all human beings. That is the day for which the gods in heaven are waiting. That is the day for which the seers are waiting. And we take the resolve today that we will fulfill this purpose. This is my appeal to the whole world. I know there are hundreds and thousands of awakened beings in many countries of the world, and they are very eagerly waiting to know what Swamiji said at the end of the Chaturvedi Yagya. To them I speak, that is why I am speaking in English. But I am speaking not to any individual, not to any country or culture. I am speaking to the soul of humanity. I am speaking to the whole universe. And let us take this collective result today that we will actively collaborate with Veda Mata and restore her glory, revive the purity. As the Brahmin priests are sitting in the Jagya pandals, so also everywhere, in every country, these Brahmin Mahatmas should travel to all over the world and spread the message of Veda and teach to every human being how to perform Jagya, because no human being is untouchable. As no human being is superior to another human being. We all are one. We all are spark of divine. This is the message of Veda. This is my realization. And this is my resolve. May Veda Mata give us the power and the strength and the will and the determination to fulfill this pledge that we are making today. The first time in Kali Yuga, in this capital city of Orissa, the place of Lord Jagannath, the real place of Chaturveda, From here, let there be a message, go to the whole mankind, that we all together, we will work and bring back the glorious tradition of the Vedas and create the paradise that is mentioned in the Vedas. It is possible, it is inevitable. All glory to Veda Mata, all glory to human aspiration, and all glory to the saints and seers and Mahatmas and Brahmins of all ages. Let there be peace on earth. Let the ancient glory of Orissa be revived. Let Orissa show the path to whole of India, and let India be the guru and guide of the whole mankind. This is my prayer.